Bone Boy Speaks, episode 594, Rip CPUG.
Many years ago, I had a Checkpoint Firewall 1 FAQ on phoneboy.com. I created it. It started out as something that came from an employer that I had at the time, and I made it my own, put it on my website, and built it up. I tried different content management systems and stuff, and it was popular for a long time. But between that. The challenges of managing that, plus my day job, which involved supporting Checkpoint customers on Nokia appliances and maintaining Nokia's knowledge base, mostly of Checkpoint stuff, it was a little bit too much. And so I actually stepped away from a lot of Checkpoint things around that time. And I gave the content that was on phoneboy.com to a gentleman by the name of Barry Stiefel, who was running something called CPUG, or the Checkpoint User Group. It started out, if I recall correctly, it started out as physical user group meetings in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I definitely participated in several of those meetings. What he ended up doing was he's rather than physical user group meetings, he decided to set up a forum and make it sort of a global thing, and he turned it into a business. Really, I mean, it was the forum was obviously free, and he put a lot of content out, but he also had he also did training for Checkpoint. Originally it was CCSA/ CCSE certification. It evolved into other sort of Checkpoint related training, but he ran some conferences and stuff, and I spoke at one of the conferences, I think, in 2010. But in any case, Barry has decided on the 1st of August that he's going to move on to other opportunities in the information security industry and basically shut down the CPUG website. All is now is a static page that says that CPUG's for sale. If somebody wants to step in and serve as the community, then I guess he'll happily take some money if you've got an offer, but what he's offering is the trademarks, because he did trademark the name CPUG, and he has a bunch of domains and this forum site that's been around for 9 years and has a lot of threads, people use it, a lot of quote unquote active users and stuff like that. In any case, for me personally, I helped seed the site with my content, which he had other people put in, and then he also, and I also when I started working for Checkpoint after the acquisition of Nokia's security appliance business, I started being a part of the community again, because I stepped away from a lot of Checkpoint stuff, and I came back, and now I have access to R&D and things, and I can get answers to things I couldn't before. And I definitely was, occasionally speaking for Checkpoint in a few things, and that was what I did. So I participated in the community. Granted, I was the vendor shill, but I did participate in these last several years. And in any case, Barry has taken it down. And so, whether it will appear again under new management or not, I can't say. Whose management it would be under. One can hope that returns or maybe other things will happen, but this is, I felt it was important to mark the occasion, which is why I did a podcast on this. It's probably not interesting to most of you, but in any case, this is something I've invested a lot of my time and energy, in various capacities, supporting the Checkpoint community, community of Checkpoint administrators who use Checkpoint's various products, and this is a big part of my career, I guess you could say, doing that. It's helped make my career. So, as I say, I felt it was important to mark the occasion, given that the site may or may not come back up. We'll see.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.